Gina Yutes, L'cha Hashem Atzdaka, with the refrain, Alanu Boshes Haponim. So really, there are not many words that I can add to, you know, send the stark message of this kina. It really speaks for itself. It's a very hard gut check. It requires us to look in the mirror, because perhaps you might get thrown off when it says L'cha Hashem Atzdaka, so you think of Atzdaka, Hashem is kind and He's giving, but really it's stuck in the sense of Tzidek HaDin, Melech Oyev Tzidko Mishpat, of justness and righteousness, and all that Hashem does is correct. But us, Lanu Boches Haponim, we're ashamed, for the very simple reason that it's our fault. It's not the Arabs, it's not the politicians or the government, it's us. To think that Hashem doesn't want us to serve Him fully, to have the Beis HaMikdash back, to have His glory fill the world, of course He does. That's the whole point of this existence. It's simply that we're not Zocha. After all He does for us, in every single way, we're not Zocha. It's hard to accept, it's hard to internalize. No one likes to feel this way. No one likes to be at fault, and certainly no one likes to fess up to being at fault, especially when that fault causes so much darkness and destruction. But that's Tzidek HaDin. And that's part of His day. So, the question is, what do you do to make it better? Obviously, the first step is acknowledging the fact that we are at fault and we need to be better and do better. And there are many, many instances and ways and things we need to do in that area. But to sit here year after year, for so many years, trying to be moved to feel the sense of loss without the Shekhinah, without the Beis HaMikdash, there might be something basic, and this kina might be alluding to it. And we're told, Kol HaMisabal Yerushalayim Zoche V'Roya B'Simchasa. Whoever mourns for Yerushalayim is Zoche and sees it in its happiness. Now, we go to Yerushalayim, and it looks pretty good. Lots of people, lots of Torah. Doesn't seem so bad. Then you get down, you walk, you know, to the old city and the Rovan, you go down to the Kosel, and you know, you peek over the top of the Kosel, and maybe then you feel something, hopefully. Do you feel like something is missing there? Do you feel it's not complete? You know, the Beis HaMikdash has been gone for so many years. You know, the question we have to ask ourselves, is it out of sight, out of mind, or, you know, aptus makes the heart grow fonder? Which one, what's the emotion? What does it do to us? Do we get used to it? So I was listening to a shiur of Breidowitz, and he brought down the Chasim Sofer, who asked the question on Kol Misabel Yerushalayim Zoche V'Roya B'Simchasa, why it's in the present tense. Why did Zoche V'Roya? If anything, you would say, you know, Yizke, or Yire, he will, but as he's mourning, he is being Zoche and he's being Roya. So he said, we know that by Yaakov Avinu, when Yosef was taken from him, he was never comforted. And the reason why, you see, Rashi says, because he was still alive, he couldn't be comforted. The way Hashem created comfort for an avel is it was a gift in a sense that the person doesn't feel the loss when the object of his avelus, you know, is gone. Over time, he's comforted. But if that person, that object, is not really gone, it just doesn't work. The formula doesn't work. There's no nechama. The avelus continues eternally. So the Chasam Sofer says that if you are misadol after all these years, you would think, you know, for someone close to us, someone we love, a year's worth of time is meant to be enough to have us have a nechama. Thousands of years, there's no nechama. If you actually feel it avelus, you are saying and you are feeling that it still exists, it's not gone. Even though we might not have the direct image of what it was like Alperin, you know, described last night, we can feel it, we can see it, we can imagine it. It still exists, so that avelus has us see it, has us be zocha, because it will never leave us. But I think, on perhaps a basic day-to-day level, what we can do, because every single day we're meant to mourn, every single day we're meant to feel the absence at least. So this Kina vividly shows us all the good that Hashem does for us. And our insensitive and even rebellious reaction to being callous, as has been said so often today. To not feel the appreciation. And maybe that's something that needs to be worked on. Maybe that's something we need to think about. Do we appreciate the fact that we live in Eretz Yisrael? This chus that we have every single day to live here, to give Hashem's Torah here, and mitzvos here? Do we appreciate the fact that we can go to Mekomot Kedoshim? How often do we go to the Kosel, to Davin, or Chevron, or Kevin Rachel? How often do we go? We go to Osherad often. Maybe we go biking often. We do lots of things that are enjoyable to us often, and if we would miss them, we would feel pretty bad about it. But the Mekomot HaKadoshim, the Kotel Rabbi, how often do we go? You know, I had an experience the other day that I was meant to go to Har HaBayis the first time. I was moved. I wanted to go. So I got up early in the morning, did what you have to do, got in the car with some people, and on the way, we went one way, we got stuck behind the truck, had to turn around, went a different way, got to the tunnels, and there were hundreds and hundreds of cars just stopped. We couldn't go. We called ahead to people that were there. They said, Baruch Hashem, there are hundreds of people waiting online. We thought we'd go first. You know, it doesn't pay to go. And we decided in the end, we'll turn around. And we did. We made ourselves feel good that, you know what, it's the effort. We wanted it. And you go on with your day. But then I said to myself, what am I supposed to catch a plane to go on vacation? And I had to turn around and not go. I don't think I would just go on my day. I had to go to, my son's sitter party. I just want to go. Okay. It can't just be okay. It can't just be okay. If we can't go where we're meant to go, where Hashem ideally wants us to be, for whatever reason, we have to feel a disappointment. We have to feel a longing and desire to get there. It's not just okay that the Beis HaMikdash is not here. It's not okay. It's not okay that we can't live in our land the way we're meant to live. It's not okay that we have to be sovel. These are shayim. It's horrible, horrible, subhuman forms of a person, a para adam, who laugh at us and mock us, and Hashem also. It's not okay. It's not okay that 15 more people are added to this poster outside. 50 more Jews, 50 more families. It's not okay. Life doesn't just go on. So we sit on the floor today, we read our kinos, and we give you a test of Tzedek HaDin. And we have resolved to ourselves that we are going to be better. We are going to have things that are missing in our lives matter. We're going to appreciate everything Hashem does for us. And when we do, we will be zocha. We will be zocha. You know, one final thought that I had was, when you go through this kina, and like I said, the pain a person has when they acknowledge deeply that they're at fault, it hurts. It really does. It hurts. It's hard. Again, imagine a person having to stand in front of someone and tell them that they're at fault for burning down their house or who knows, a horrible destruction. To get the words out are nearly impossible. But we are at fault. We have to acknowledge it. It's painful. But like Joel mentioned before, perhaps a comfort there is Imo Anochi Betzara. Hashem is also with us in that tzara. Not just that he is experiencing Kavyachal tzara as well, but he is with us in our tzara. He hasn't abandoned us. He doesn't want us to give up. He wants us to have the pain because it's meant to spur us to do something. But he's with us. He's there. We just have to feel it. We have to hold on to it. And how do you do that? So the last little personal story. So that morning I was meant to go to the Har Habayis. So my two-year-old, as he not infrequently does, was up quite early in the morning, in the area of 4 or so. And you know, people say that in order for him to learn how to sleep better, you have to let him cry, and you can't, you know, bring him into your room, and you just, you know, it's good for him. You have to, you know, let him cry. So it's very early morning, and he's crying. And I'm saying, okay, it's okay, he'll be okay, let him cry. And I go downstairs. Now normally he cries, he'll come into my room, but for some reason he went downstairs. And I'm about to walk out the door, him crying, saying it was okay, it's good to let him cry. And the cry was such a painful, sad cry. I couldn't avoid it. I couldn't. So I walked into the room where he was sitting. He was sitting on the floor all by himself, just heaving, crying. And I said, you know, I can't leave him here. I can't. Look, I have places to go, a time schedule, everything I need to do, all the reasons that there are to just leave him there. It's good for him, whatever it is. I looked in his eyes, he looked at my eyes, and I said, do you want Tati to stay with you and pick you up? And he stopped crying, and he nodded his head. And I picked him up, and I stroked his back, and he calmed down, and I brought him back, you know, to my room, and I laid him down, and he went to sleep. And I said, that's what I need to do. If I cry, if I genuinely want my Tati just to pick me up again, just to make me better again, he can't say no. He won't say no. But all the cheshbonos and the reasons why we're meant to cry, meant to feel the pain, but all the cheshbonos, they'll go out the window in a minute. So if we cry, and we try, Meretz Hashem, Hashem will do the same for us. L'cha Adonai Yatzdik.